Hello, everybody. George here. Just thought I'd take a moment to do a boo, which I'm going to cover some stuff I'm a little behind on. It's Apple-related, all of it. I'm recording this with the mic that comes with the ear pods. I upgraded. I've got those rather than the factory earbuds, which came with the iPhone. Big improvement, sonically speaking. A lot more highs and lows. In my opinion, maybe just a slight bit too much treble. But, you know, you can't please everybody. I am still amazed with the whole concept of an ear pod. To describe the shape, it'd be a little difficult, but if you initially look at it, it's slightly larger than the traditional earbud. It's as if they made the earbud sort of, as if they squashed part of it, but that's not very flattering. But it's wider, it has a little bit of a point to it. It's a unique shape. I think they call them pods because I suppose it looks more like a pod than an actual bud. And it has a couple of very small grills in it, which I'm guessing are where the sound come out and where the little speaker inside of it will vent. And I suspect that accounts for how it's able to be produce more bass. I've listened to a variety of things on it, and yeah, I'm impressed for what it is. I'm probably not the only, well, in fact, I know I'm not the only one here on Audioboo to review these. But I'd recommend them. They're worth the money. They cost me $35. I just went to the Apple store and got them. And they also come in a unique sort of case. I have it on hand here. Oops, except I moved it. There it is. And it has a clear plastic cover to it that just fits over top of it all. But there's a lot of shaping in the actual case where the ear pods are stored. You put the pods themselves into their own little container portions, and then there's a little channel for the switch that controls everything. I'm making an awful noise, I suspect, because I was just handling the microphone. Sorry about that. The you've still got the controls and the cords, so you've got the up and down volume control, or the forward, backward, whichever mode you're in, and the play-pause control in the center, plus the microphone. Seem to have this pointing a different way. I think the microphone points more directly at you, plus it's a little bit higher up on the cord, so it's closer to where you actually do the speaking from. But yes, I digress. The case has little compartments in it for each earbud, and they're shaped very specifically, and then it's got an area around underneath where you wind the cord, and then you just put a cap over the whole thing. Whole box is probably 3 inches square and an inch thick. Very compact, nice rounded corners. I've made a habit of taking the time to put the ear pods back in it each time that I'm finished with them, because I think that will keep them in very good shape for as long as they should last. And then if I ever upgrade my iPhone, I'm using a 3GS, but I'll get to that later. If I ever upgrade, hopefully they'll work on the newest version. Now, the latter part of this boo, I wanted to sort of just briefly touch on iOS 6. It's been out for a while. I sort of drug my heels about upgrading to it, which I finally did. And they've made a lot of enhancements. Unfortunately, a lot of those enhancements pertain to newer iPhones than mine, the 4, 4S, etc. I've got a 3GS, which is probably, I'm guessing, one of the earliest phones that will accept the new iOS 6. For the most part, it works really, really well. What I do like about it of note is that it, whenever you have gone forward a page into a application, say an Audioboo, if I went to my contacts, and then looked into a contact and the particulars about any given contact, and then I wanted to back out of it, well, Once I hit that back button, I will immediately go to the next back button and not have to scroll backwards through the list. That's handy in some cases, but in other cases not, actually, because if I want to get out of there quickly, it's great. But if I wanted it to remember where I was to just simply go backward to the next or previous contact, I got to start over. But then table index does sort of cut that down, the speed of moving forward through there and what have you. Anyway, that's not even what it does, though I do generally appreciate that it always leaves you at the top of a page. There's some other features, other things that I don't quite remember offhand. If I think of them, I'll boo about them later. But one of the things that I am a little concerned about is that my phone at times will run sluggishly. I have to be very careful, particularly with this upgrade, to keep my running apps, even the ones in the background, to a minimum. Because otherwise, I find that I just get a general sluggishness about the phone and the voiceover will break up. It'll actually go silent for periods and it'll seem like there's a bad connection to the speaker when it's just that the phone is probably busy processing and the voice is one of the first things to get interrupted. So, by and large, I'm happy with the iOS 6. I do like the App Store. If I'm looking at a new app, I can get a hold of all the information right away, or I could, if I wanted to, search for later apps and stuff like that. And if I don't want that information, it's organized with headings. So if I'm scanning through it and I've got my rotor set to headings for VoiceOver, I can just sort of jump to the next area. If I don't want to, if I want to update one of my existing apps, for instance, and I just want to find out what's new, I don't want to read the description because I already know it, having had the app, I can elect not to do so by moving ahead. However, it is there should I want to review it. Nice. Anyway, I think that's wraps it up in a nutshell, albeit a lengthy one. And I think that's my thoughts for today. So thank you for listening. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.